Why such a delay? I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's a question being asked of law enforcement in Uvalde, Texas, as an investigation reveals officers stood in a hallway for 45 minutes before storming the classroom and killing the gunman in this week's shooting.
Texas DPSA, the local incident commander at the time, believed the mass shooter had shifted into a barricaded man situation, but they say looking at it now, that was the wrong call. And so many of the community out here are trying to grasp with what exactly happened. And tomorrow they are expecting this entire city a visit from President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden as they try to comfort a community that obviously right now is very much broken.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde, Texas. Today, President Biden gave the commencement at the University of Delaware.
The next 10 years of your life are going to determine what the next 50 years of this nation are going to look like. We're at one of those inflection points in history where things are changing so fundamentally that we have to act.
President Biden graduated from the University of Delaware in 1965. Funeral services in Buffalo, New York for the last of the victims of the supermarket shooting that left 10 dead. Vice President Kamala Harris was there.
I'm here to say that we are all in this together. No one should ever be made to fight alone. We are stronger than those who would try to hurt us think that we are. We are strong.
86-year-old Ruth Whitfield was the oldest victim of the shooting. A suspected serial killer already charged in 6 killings in the Kansas City and St. Louis areas has been charged in the 7th. Jackson County prosecutors announced the new murder charge Friday against Perez DeShay Reed. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A settlement of over $1 billion has been reached in the Florida condo collapse last year that killed 98 people. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
The money from sources including insurance and engineering companies who have not admitted wrongdoing. The National Institute of Standards and Technology investigating what caused the 40-year-old building to collapse that's expected to take years. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill into law requiring condominiums over 3 stories high to recertify their safety after 30 years or 25 years if within 3 miles of the coast, and every 10 years thereafter. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Police in Missouri are investigating an act of vandalism as a possible hate crime. Fox's Tom Graham explains.
There's anger in southwest Missouri after a swastika was found painted on the outside of Springfield's oldest historically black church. It was founded in 1847. The church's pastor, Reverend Tracy Wolf, says she's convinced it was a hate crime following the Buffalo, New York racially motivated mass shooting. Police have not identified a suspect and are asking any witnesses to come forward. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Another second round series in the books in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Fox's Matt Napolitano has more.
Late heroics seal the series for the Colorado Avalanche.
6 seconds. Helm scores! Darren Helm may have just sent Colorado to the Western Conference Final.
And indeed, he did. Call courtesy of TNT. Darren Helm gives the Avalanche their first lead of the game with less than 6 seconds left in regulation as Colorado beats the St. Louis Blues 3-2 on Friday to win their series 4-2. JT Compher providing the other 2 goals for the Avs, who are on to the Western Conference Final for the first time since 2002. They'll square off against the Edmonton Oilers in a best-of-7 for a chance at the Stanley Cup. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.